See, the axis
of the opposites is the perception of their polarity. The difference between them is explicit, but the unity of them is implicit. The difference, the explicit difference between two ends of a stick, but the implicit unity that they are ends of the same stick, you see? So that's the axis. The axis of Tao is the, you might call it the secret conspiracy, that it lies between all poles and all opposites, which is implicit, esoteric, or whatever you want to call it, that they're fundamentally one. So that unity, whether it's between you and the universe, or whatever polarity you want to take, is not something that has to be brought into being. If one brings it into being, one assumes that it doesn't exist. That's called in Zen putting legs on a snake, or a beard on a eunuch. There's something unnecessary, you see. So it exists, it is always there, and you can see it so vividly. And actually, almost put your finger on it and sense it, if you understand that the movement of the Tao is exactly the same thing as the present moment. Now, of course, if you try to grab the present moment and get ready with your clapper and say, now! It's gone. The finer and finer you draw the hairline on the watch to just know exactly when now is, you eventually get to the point where you can't see it at all. See? But if you leave it alone and you don't try to grab the moment as it flies, well, it's always there. See, you don't have to mark it. You don't have to put your finger on it. Because it's everything that there is. And so the present moment suddenly expands. And it contains the whole of time, all past, all future, everything. You never have to hold on to it.